instruments cause you to move your body. You dance, you jump up and down. I used to listen to heavy metal. We're the instruments now. In Ephesians 5, we become the instrument. We're supposed to sing just with our lips to each other and to God. And when you hear some saints just sing with their lips, I promise you, you're not feeling like ready to dance around, but your spirit is moved with the beauty, the gospel, sound doctrine, and saints that are singing to each other in love to God. What you're going to hear is a bunch of practiced, computer synthesized, pride and vanity. Look at me on my album. You can buy my album online. This is not of Jesus Christ. This is a false savior. So test yourself. My wife would love to help you anytime. Yeah. She took one. Anybody else want a gospel card? We love you. Thank you for stopping and listening.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What's that?
You don't go to church anymore because of it?
Oh, well, no. We are, how many bodies of Christ? Thank you for listening. You don't know how many mockers we have to entail. How many bodies are there for the Bible?
How many what?
How many bodies of Christ are there?
One.
So we're part of that one, and it's scattered all over the world, and it's a universal body. That word universal means Catholic. Don't be deceived. It's not Roman Catholic. They took that word. So Catholic means universal. We're not Catholic. But we know saints scattered all over the world, so we meet with them online because we travel full time.
Okay.
We live in our little camper van. We travel all over the country to preach, to reach people. I get to minister to guys in the gutter addicted to drugs, to guys in parking lots in million-dollar motorhomes, and everyone in between. Guess who I just met? You're going to, if you go in there, which I hope you don't, but you're probably going to, but I hope God convicts you. Let me get this right. Is it Colton Dixon or Dixon Colton?
Colton
Dixon. You'll see a video. Please go to our testing by tomorrow evening. It'll all be up. Go look up our testing of this. Colton standing in front of me. This lady's older. Do you remember Vanilla Ice?
Yes.
Ice, baby.
Yes.
Colton Dixon looks just like Vanilla Ice. Shaved hair, pierced ears. I think he had makeup on. And I stood there, and he came up, and he did listen to me preach like you did for about 20 minutes. And then he says this, ready? Oh, yeah, it's all your way, preacher, it's all your way. Let me talk. And you know what I said to him? No. I said, you know what? I said, I don't know what you biblically have to offer me because you're selling the things of God, you're worldly, you're linked to the false church system, you're a effeminate man, the way you dress. I said, but I'll tell you what, Colton, I'll listen. Bring something biblical to me. What did he do, Sister Amin? He went, he walked away. So he couldn't open the scriptures to show you what I was telling him is true. He sold his soul to be on stage dancing around. Could you ever see Jesus and Paul, John the Baptist, doing what they're doing up there? We're supposed to imitate that. 1 Corinthians 11 says, imitate Jesus, as Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Jesus. They didn't sell the things of God. They didn't use fleshly instruments. I just heard the gospel. You're going to hear it on audio on our testing. His gospel. He didn't preach the shed blood of Jesus Christ. By repentance, folks, come out of the world and leave your false ways to follow Jesus in holiness and be born again and then follow him in obedience and holiness and endure every day fighting and striving. Are you married, ma'am?
Yes.
Is marriage like...
My three kids.
Okay. Is marriage like that every day? A striving, hopefully not a lot of fighting. Striving, loving, right?
Yeah. It's well, you try.
It's a covenant that you work at every day. You guys, none of you are married yet, right?
I'm engaged.
Oh, you're engaged.
Yes.
So when you get married... Do you think it's a one thing on Saturday, done deal, done, and I'm married every day?
Dying to self every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
They make salvation. I heard his gospel. His gospel was, I'm going to pray this 30-second prayer. If you want salvation, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know you died for me. I feel bad for my sin. I want to be your friend, Lord. Help me find eternal life. Amen. He did not call you to repentance. He did not say lose your life. Jesus said in John 15:14, he said, if you want to be my friend, keep my commandments. He said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is not keeping the commandments of God. This is a man-made, whoa, don't want to hit you with my sign, I'll get a bad reputation. They lie enough about us. That's why we wear body cams, by the way. I don't have mine on, my wife just had to go cool it down.
Yes.
They lie about us when we're just peaceful on a sidewalk preaching Jesus. But who was Jesus' biggest enemy? Pharisees, the religious people. They called the police on them. So to answer your question, we don't belong to any man-made group. Name a denomination. Quick. Baptist. It's invented in the 1600s. Seven-day Adventist. Invented in the 1800s by a woman. That was invented by a man. Name one.
Methodist.
Invented by John Wesley in the late 1800s. You see the pattern? They're all invented by men. We are telling people to repent and follow Jesus Christ and his word and his ways. And if you do that, here's what it's going to cost you. Everything. Your marriage to your husband is going to cost you everything. Now it's going to cost you more to follow Christ. You know why? Because if you were really truly to repent and follow Jesus, change how you live, act, talk, dress, how you spend your money, how you spend your time, who you associate with, where you go, your friends and family are going to go, well, you're not like us anymore. You're not worldly. You don't do birthdays. You don't watch Netflix. You're not watching the Packers, which is just violence, covetousness, rowdy, vain glory of man that has nothing to do with God. The NFL, if you ever watch it, remember this. They promote LGBT, sodomy, and abortion. How can any person that loves Jesus promote what God hates and watch it for fun? So it will cost you everything to follow Christ, and you'll lose everything. And my brother always says this, you will not lose anything. Ready? You will not lose anything that you don't have to lose anyway. That makes sense? So all your friends, can you take them with you to eternity with you? How about your reputation? You become a famous doctor. You know who Elon Musk is? Yeah, the richest man in the world, they say, or one of them. He's going to lose his soul, and he's going to leave everything behind unless he repents. He's an antichrist figure. He doesn't really believe Jesus is from God. He says Jesus is a great prophet. Elon Musk could be the antichrist. We're that close to the end times. He's an antichrist figure. Look what he's doing. He wants to put a microchip in your brain. Have you heard about this? Neutralink. He's got the globe already surrounded by satellites. He owns Twitter. He's an antichrist figure. I'm not telling you he is the antichrist, but the Bible says there's going to come an antichrist figure, and these corrupt church services and systems and the world churches are compromised, and they're going to go along with it. And if you're not strong in Christ, willing to die for him, you're going to take the mark of the beast and live, but you're going to lose your soul. So what I'd encourage my neighbors to do is lose your life now when it's easy. So when you're strong in the Lord, it's easy to go, what? You're going to kill me? You're going to kill me? So what? I'm going home with my Savior. Kill me right now. If you're not strong in Jesus, you're going to go, I don't want to die. Okay, I'll take the mark. I want to live, be with my family. And no timid cowards are going to inherit the kingdom of God. So does all that make sense?
Yeah.
You've been awesome to listen tonight. I hope if you go in, you're convicted, you look around, you go to our testing at, like, I think by Monday night, because we're planning on preaching here all day. We're not going to get it up tonight for free. Yeah.
So how do you guys fund yourself to travel?
Yeah. Yeah, we fund ourselves. So I worked for 40 years of my life, and we own properties and things, and we decided to sell everything we own. We were from central Wisconsin. Then we went down to central Missouri, and I got the call. I'm looking at my homestead. We owned a beautiful off-grid homestead. We could be self-sufficient. I could feed the deer and turkeys off my back porch. It's right by a lake. We own the whole thing. I could sit there in peace and safety. I'm an old man, 60. How many years do I have left? I could sit there. We got enough money. I could sit there the rest of my life and enjoy it. I have a question. How do I meet nice people like you if I'm sitting on my homestead? We don't. Yeah. Yeah. We've met a lot of seekers here. Like, we call you seekers. You're not mocking. You're listening. We think the seeds of God's truth will go in you, but I need to warn you. When you listen to God's word and you hear it from his true people, I think we are, unless you can prove to me I'm not. God says, you heard the truth. Now you got a precious pearl. Now God says, what will you do with that precious pearl? And if you don't act on that precious pearl, God says, I'll take it from you and I'll go give it to somebody that'll act on it. And he may turn you over to where now you no longer are listening, and all of a sudden you're lost. Kind of like, what's your fiance's first name?
Thomas.
Thomas? Kind of like if you say to Thomas, he says to you, what's your first name?
Jocelyn.
Yeah. Jocelyn, will you marry me? And you go, you know, you're a really nice guy. Let me think about that for about 6 months to a year, and I'll get back to you. He's going to walk away and go, well, she was nice about it, but this isn't a good sign. And all of a sudden, Mary Jo comes along, and he says, wow, she's nice. And Mary Jo goes, oh, my, I'd love to have a godly husband. He goes, or a husband. She goes, you wait 6 months or a year. And he goes, will you marry me? I will marry you, yes. You just lost it. He took the chance you had. And it went away. And so a marriage is a covenant. We must follow Christ in a covenant. So if any of this light makes sense, start reading, start studying. Our website would help you for free. We don't want your money. We'll Bible study with people. And then we have a community online of people that we help. And again, it will cost everything. And here's my challenge. You guys, you go to a Sunday church system, right?
Yeah. I go to a Bible college in North Dakota.
Okay.
And so
so I try to when I can.
Yeah.
When I'm back
so Bible college, seminary, do we find that anywhere in Scripture? And they don't teach you what we're telling you. They pretty much teach you to be, come out and be like the churchianity world. It's probably linked to some church system, right?
Yeah, it's Assemblies of God.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
Assemblies of God, lady pastors.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't...
But see, you're linked to it, young woman. You're linked to it. So what if you went to a college that said, yeah, we're for LGBT and sodomites? Would you still go there and go, oh, yeah?
But where do you go to school then?
Well...
If you can't go anywhere.
Well, first of all... That's like a whole nother topic. We're not against schooling. Obviously, it's good to learn to read, write, to function in life. But you know, it's an amazing thing. And we didn't come out of them like the Anabaptists, like the Amish and the Mennonites. Yeah. We did not come out of them. We were worldly, carnal people, drunken, partying before we were married, fornicators, everything. There's not much I haven't done. I won't get graphic. We came out of the world. But those groups, like the Anabaptists, they raise up their children and teach them all the needed skills in life. When you go through the college and the public school system, they teach you a bunch of stuff you don't need. And what they do, I got two young brothers that went through the college system, 7 years in the college system, UW, Wisconsin. And now they're born again Christians. And you know what they say to me all the time? They're like, oh, we didn't see it when we were in it. They're like, they were teaching us antichrist ways, feminist ways, carnal ways, sinful ways. I mean, man, if you say a word against LGBT on a college campus, they are ready to tar and feather you. But you can be pro-abortion, you can hate Jesus, you can hate street preachers. Oh, that's cool.
What does your brother do for a living?
What does he do for a living? Yeah. I have one young brother who works in a factory and makes wooden components. Okay. Then his part-time job, because he's saving up for full-time ministry, he washes dishes.
Okay.
The other brother works in a factory, and if you go to Walmart and you buy a tote,
yeah,
my brother's probably touched it. He makes totes they sell in Walmart.
So, you know, I'm not like mocking what you're saying, but so you like say you're like your doctor, you're a big shot, whatever, but we still need doctors in the world.
Well, that's another whole argument.
Yeah.
And again, if someone's going for...
Okay, we need dentists.
All right, so if somebody's going...
The gospel, people might practice.
So if somebody's going for a profession that's needed and it's not sinful, I get it. I'm not... I'm not against it. The problem is, I saw him shake his head. The colleges are indoctrinating people.
Oh, definitely.
You have to be strong to go there.
Yeah.
They're having a drag show inside the Crave restaurant down here.
Yeah.
We walked in and it was like... Down.
Yeah. You didn't know
born again,
going.
Baby.
Test yourself. If you're here and you're part of this, you're not born
not
of the right
of
Savior.
Because they can't even, when they called to ask for sponsorship, and we asked them, can you tell me what the gospel is? They couldn't and wouldn't.
Take that, test it. You're going to see a testing in this place. You'll love it. You're on my website. Tomorrow it'll be up. We heard his 30-second gospel.
Yes.
We heard his 30-second gospel. Just believe in Jesus. Say a prayer.
So, like, that's not the gospel.
Can I get? Yeah, it's not. It's by his shed blood, resurrection, and repentance, and holiness, and obedience as fruit that you know him. You don't work your way to heaven. I want to be clear. You don't work your way. But guess what? If you love your husband and you marry him, are you going to be faithful to him? Oh, you have a works-based marriage. See? What if you say, my marriage isn't based on works. It's based on love. I can sleep with any other man I want because it's based on love. Is that foolishness? Is that foolishness? But how come Christians can say, I love God, but I sin a lot. I sin all the time. How can they do that? God hates spiritual adultery worse than physical adultery because it's against him. So you cheat against your husband physically with another man, it's against your husband. Yeah, you sinned against God. When you say, I love you, Jesus, but I'm going to go follow all these antichrist, ungodly, carnal, pride and vanity, heretical ways, you're sinning directly against God. It's worse. Going to be far worse. Jesus talked about a greater judgment for teachers and false teachers and all of that.
So what is your definition of faithful then?
Faithful?
Yeah, what is that definition?
Well, okay, Jesus said, believe in me and find eternal life. Now here's where everybody goes wrong. You believe in your husband, right? When you're married. No, I mean you believe he's your husband.
I believe
right?
that he is my
yep,
husband?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then do you also act upon that to back it up? By not running around and cheating.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm sure this woman doesn't, your mom doesn't cheat on your dad. If she said to me, well, I believe he's my husband and I love him, but I go wherever I want, do whatever I want with any man. That would be, she doesn't understand what faithfulness and love is because faith is always backed up by action.
Yeah.
So faith in Jesus, belief in him, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. In James 2,
faith that works is good.
Yeah, exactly. James 2. And here's the big problem we have here in this church system. People tell us, oh, you're saved by grace alone, faith alone. Not one of you, including a smart man who's a dentist, can open his Bible and show me faith alone, grace alone in the Bible anywhere. It's not there. You're saved by grace through faith in Ephesians 2, not of works. Watch out. You know what works Paul's talking about?
He's talking about physical works, trying to earn your
He's talking about the law. And in Romans, he's talking about Torah law. We don't teach Torah law. You can't keep Torah law. We got to go to a temple. We got to kill sheep. We got to wear tassels. We don't eat pork. We don't teach that. We're teaching the New Testament. Yeah, that's all gone. When Jesus said, it is finished, that's what was finished. But our work isn't finished. He gave us new commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. His commandments are the two great ones. What are they? Amen. So you love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The Bible says in 1 John 5:3, this is the love of God, keeping his commandments. So these places.
Do that without him supplying the ability for you to do that.
Of course. You need his grace. You need his mercy. But it's not all of us, but it's of us. Are you guys married?
Yes.
That's a covenant. You can't do her part. No, ma'am, this is a sidewalk. We have First Amendment rights.
I was told by the manager that the owner, that you have to leave. You have
no,
to down the
I have First Amendment rights on a sidewalk, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, I was just told by the
You can call the police and we'll lovingly move when the police tell us, but the police will know this is First Amendment.
Thank you, guys.
So faithfulness is shown, your belief in Jesus is shown by holiness and obedience to him. So if you willfully sin against him, there's no covering for your sin. Hebrews 10:26 tells us that. There's no sacrifice for willful sin. So, do you have a job? Any of you have a job? So, if you have a job and you make a bunch of mistakes and your boss catches you, maybe they don't fire you on the spot and they go, we like you, you're a good worker, we'll give you a chance. What if they find out she's doing that same thing every day? She's taking let's say you're a cash register, cashier. She's taking a $5 bill out of the register every day. Is that willful sin? Is your boss going to cover you the same way now? He just thought you're making a mistake? Yeah, exactly. He's not going to cover you. And so Jesus isn't going to cover you unless you do what? Forsake your sin. Turn from it. Let me go back to the husband. I've left you off the hook. If your husband came to you and said, I got a mistress. I'm convicted. I know it's bad. It's sinful. Forgive me. What's the first thing you think your mom would ask your dad to do? The very first thing, he has a girlfriend on the side. If she wants to forgive him, what's the first thing he should do?
Get rid of her.
You're smart. Get rid of her. What if your dad, you were standing and you're like, Dad, I can't believe you're doing this. What if your dad said, but I love your mother in my heart, but I'm still going to go with other women. This is what I'm telling you. You can't love God in your heart and live like the world, like the culture, like churchianity. Jesus says, come, follow me. Come out of the world.
That can be an excuse as well.
I'm sorry?
They say we're sinners. We're not perfect. There's only one perfect person.
But the Bible never calls God's people sinners, ma'am. It calls us saints. When it calls you a sinner is when you're practicing sin. See, we don't practice sin. I can choose sin. I can slip into sin. Yeah. Men get in my wife's face all the time. They do. They get in yelling and screaming at her. Not long ago, some man called my wife a C-U-N-T. You want to talk about getting in my flesh? I'm an old fighter. In my flesh, I go, ho, 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 ho. And, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, I want to put his nose where his ear is. Is that godly? Would it give me a good reputation as a street preacher? No. I go walk up and I go, sir, you need to stand down. Go away. Go away. And so I don't practice and live in my sin. This is the difference. This is practicing and living in sin. Churches are living in sin. And going back to school, nothing wrong with education, but if you're getting it from a place that is against the things of God, not teaching you how to be a godly young woman, I don't know a true biblical college anywhere.
Their college is a pretty good college.
What's the name of it, ma'am?
Yeah. Trinity Bible College and Graduate School. And I know
Trudy?
Trinity Bible College.
Trinity Bible College?
Yeah.
In where?
Ellendale, North Dakota. And you already spoke against, like, AG doctrine. And, like, so I understand, like, now that, like if, like, you feel like we're saying kind of, like, how, like, part of it's corrupt. So, like, I'm still, like, acting in the corrupt.
Yeah. So they're not teaching all the sound doctrines. Yeah. Ready? Jesus said in Revelation 2 and 3. You ready for this? All the people tell me, oh, you're too hard on the churches. I'm too hard? Go read Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus says to the churches, the bodies, we call them ecclesia, the word church is a bad word in the King James. He says, you've lost your first love, and you're doing several things that are wrong. Repent or I'll come remove your lampstand. He wants a perfect bride. Do you want your husband to be perfect for you? Or can he flirt and kiss a couple other women?
Probably not.
All right. No. So if your standard for your husbands are this high, what's your standard for God down here? Your compromise. That's
so
idolatry. That's idolatry.
She's going to school to be a teacher.
I'm sorry?
She's going to school to be a teacher.
Okay.
Because I hope to one day, like, hit the missions field, and like, I could use that to get to close countries as a visa. Mm-hmm. So using that as
yeah, again,
ministry.
I'm not judging. Yeah, I'm not judging you, but what I would say is, ready? We have to be careful.
Yeah.
What if this young woman right
you
here...
You have to have an education.
What if this young woman right here says, I want to go be a cheerleader for God? And I'm going to tell everybody about God where I go, and I'm going to give them the gospel, and we go, a cheerleader for God. That, and they're doing it. I mean, the NFL is full of this. And this Deion Sanders guy, he's all popular and famous now. People are talking about him. He's a worldly, carnal, wicked man that swears and acts nasty, but he prays to Jesus in the end zone. This is blasphemy against the Holy God. So would a cheerleader be blasphemy? I'm sure she wouldn't do that. I hope she wouldn't. But teacher... That's a good pure and true thing. I'm not against that. The Bible's not against that. The problem is, how do you get there? So like I said, let's say I wanted to be a doctor. If they make me do many things that are against God to become a doctor, then becoming a doctor is an idol, and I need to follow God. Peter said in Acts 5:29, we obey God, not men. So don't compromise the truth of God for your aspirations. Maybe God doesn't want you to be a teacher. Maybe God is going to call you to come out of that college, to obey him, to strip your life down, and maybe Thomas is the man, maybe he isn't, I don't know, to be a missionary of the biblical gospel all over the world. And we preach it, we don't have to teach to preach. So people always say to me, ready? Oh, you think your ways work? How many people are you going to talk to like this? Do you know how many people we've talked to already today? Untold numbers of people. Do you know how many people have seen my sign and can go to our website already today? Do you know how many brothers I'm united to that I met while I was street preaching? So street preaching works. Jesus was a street preacher. Paul was. The man in a wooden box is an invention. You won't find it in the Bible. The Sunday guy in a wooden box, one pastor paid to do all the teaching. You're not going to find that in Scripture. It's a Roman Catholic tradition. So I don't know of a biblical college. I'll look that one up. Yeah. I would
they
just
encourage. Pack Your Bags program too. You should check that out.
I'm sorry.
A Pack Your Bags program. They do
Pack Your Bags program.
Yeah, and they do missionary work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll look into them. Yeah. But again, study the Word of God. The most important thing is you're born of Christ by the biblical gospel, and the fruit that you are is that you're scouring the Scriptures, and He is. Everybody knows Him as the Holy Spirit. Is that true? Yeah, His Spirit is known as the Holy Spirit. You know what else He is the Spirit of? Anybody know? Has your college taught you? This is important. This is the stuff that you're lacking. Truth.
Okay.
Yeah, you knew it, right? Did they teach it or did you just know that?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
John 16, maybe the Spirit gave it to you. John 16, He's the Spirit of truth. So I ask people, if you got the Holy Spirit in you and He's holy and He's truth, why are all the American Christians walking around in sin and worldliness and lies? Does it make any sense? Yeah, it doesn't. So that's why we go. That's why we preach. That's why I lift up my voice. You folks live in this town?
No, we live on a farm over between Badger and Lee.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Your husband's a believer, no doubt?
Oh, yeah.
I'd love for you to give him. I don't like... I'm talking to her because she's not married. She has no head. And these two...
She's a senior. He's
a
freshman.
These two, no problem. I don't like to teach and tell your husband, I don't like to teach over a man's house. So I tried not to teach directly to you because I'm actually not supposed to. I don't want nobody teaching my wife. Come to me. So have your husband... You got a gospel card, right?
Yeah. Well, she got one.
Yeah. Have your husband email me, and I'd love... Anything I've said that's unbiblical, I'd love to hear it, because the men of the church system tell me I'm wrong, but I wait and I wait and I wait and I wait. I hold up the Bible because I use the Bible as my phone as a Bible. Nobody brings the Scriptures. Nobody brings the Word. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world makes you God's enemy.
So do you believe that there is some good church, like good
the desire
churches?
For that? Like
I see. In the
sorry, ma'am.
Just saying,
so
I'm willing to lose everything.
So
I talk to young women out on the streets all the time. You got to be willing to lose everything.
Well, I would tell your husband to do this. Name
what
one
will you
to
not
that's
give
fully
up
biblical, preaching
not saying
the biblical
you have to,
gospel,
yeah. But you have to decide in your heart. I just talked to an 18-year-old girl a few weeks
ago. Email me that
for like
place,
over an
I'm
hour.
Visit it. If
and
it's
she was
truly
like, where you were. She
I'm
seemed like she really wanted the truth. And so
they're all
the main thing that I put in her, she was kind of seeing through all the false man-made religion. is you've got to make it right in your heart with the Lord that you're willing to die for him and lose everything. Maybe your family. They may say, they may claim Christ. I'm not picking on anybody.
Yeah.
Because we lost ours. We have five children. One talks to us. We have seven grandchildren. The one that talks to us, he lets us see who is a priest of his. Grandchildren. Lost our parents. Our friends. Our family. They hate us. Because we come out and we stand for truth, and when light hits darkness, it doesn't work well, right? The light shines into it, and what happens to people who like the dark? John 3:19-21, they run into the dark. So we've lost everybody and everything. You got to be willing to do that too. So if in your heart you go to the Lord and you go, oh, this is real hard for me to do, I don't know if I can give this, I don't know if I can do this or that, you might as well go out in the world and live it up. Because I always share with people, Revelation 22:14-15, we talked about that here? I don't remember. We talked to so many people. Outside the gates of heaven is going to be sorcerers, whoremongers, dogs, and those who love and practice a lie. One, we showed you a few of them in the DOD already. Christmas, Easter, unbiblical things for women. God has commands for women. Same for men. You know, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you're born of him, he gets to tell you, because the Holy Spirit's in there. He owns you. He bought you with a price. Are you born again?
Born again?
Yeah. Okay, so you don't own your temple.
Yeah.
He does. He bought it with his blood, didn't he? And if the Holy Spirit's within you, he gets to tell you what to look at, what to listen to, who to talk to, who to hang out with, how to take care of your temple, how to dress it. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the scriptures. He owns you. Are you willing to submit everything to him as your Lord and Savior and follow and obey and willing to lose it all? Ponder that, because it hinges on that. If you're not willing to, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of God. So this is Satan's kingdom.
He still believes.
You're born into Satan's kingdom in the flesh. You must be born again into God's kingdom. So I know you said you're born again, but examine. We all have to, because Paul said that too, didn't he? We meet a lot of people who think
he knows of a biblical church email.
I don't want to hold.
I challenge men or whatever.
But yeah. So
what do they say about Martin Luther?
What do
you
say about Martin Luther?
Process and this and that, and then
I've got Martin Luther's quotes.
And yeah, he wrote a whole book about how, like,
of course he did. He said the peasants in Germany, the peasants in Germany rose up in rebellion because they were being starved to death, and they were fighting just for food and decent things. Martin Luther says, shoot them behind the ears, slit their necks. To kill a peasant is to kill a dog. I got the quotes right in my website. He was a wicked, wicked man that didn't teach the sound gospel, had the false savior. He never wanted to leave the Roman Catholic Church. They kicked him out. He just wanted to reform it. He still prayed to Mary, baptized babies.
Okay, so like all religions are just like man-made. So like, yeah, because we're just made to like follow Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so then how does that work? It's just hard because people want to... Because people just want to make community out of it.
They do. It's fellowship idolatry.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't have any churches. What do we do with the churches then? What do you do with the churches? Bulldoze all the churches down.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. I'm going to ask you to go down to the line.
Sir, this is a public First Amendment sidewalk. Call the police.